Hello there, thanks for joining me again. This is Pastor Guavon. This is part one of a podcast study on the subject of what was and is God's will in various parts of the Old Testament law of God prior to the giving of the Ten Commandments. It is taken almost fully from the written version found in the article section of this website, with at times minor modifications, mainly in terms of style and presentation of the content. This study has been done to reveal many teachings from the Old Testament that are still applicable today. Now, generally speaking, an investigation of what is and what is not applicable as God's will today at times carries with it a lot of contention, in that many in the Church of God are skeptical of the law's relevance today. Also, many regard certain teachings from the first five books of the Bible, known as the law, as being under the law. The topics in this series will cover quite a few contentious subjects as they arise chronologically from Genesis to Exodus 19, and at the same time will principally act as a Bible study, which will of course include less contentious as well as commonly accepted teachings. Now, this Bible study primarily seeks to examine scripture passages that reveal teachings that are specifically a part of the righteousness conduct that Jesus Christ teaches in Matthew 6:33. In this scripture, Jesus states that believers should seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and thus the necessities of life will be given. As mentioned, the study will examine this from Genesis chapter 1 until Exodus chapter 19, which is the chapter prior to the giving of the Ten Commandments, which is known as the Mosaic Covenant, in chapter 20 of Exodus. It ends at Exodus 19 because it is asserted that we find from Genesis to Exodus 19, as well as the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, that they are teachings to be embraced and obeyed by believers because they act as a fundamental basis to understanding God's salvific plan, as well as his righteousness conduct expectations that he established prior to the law. Now, these teachings of righteousness transcend the Old Testament in that they are intended to be obeyed before, during, and after the law was given until this present day in the age of grace. Significantly, this study was originally posted on personal social media arising from revelation from the Lord to post in that particular forum, with it ultimately being established as somewhat of a commentary. The objective of this study is the need for the church to receive and better understand the wider and deeper teachings of our faith, as implored in Acts chapter 20, verse 27, which is a call for God's enduring and full truths to be known and advanced, and particularly more so in these heady times where prophecy fulfillment is becoming more apparent, and at the same time, biblical truth is increasingly becoming eroded by secularity, as well as aspects of the Church of God itself. Now, in undertaking this study, there are certain subjects which I advocate a change in, and at the same time, there are some that may not necessarily constitute a need for the status quo to be changed, but they are highlighted to consider what God's will was originally and is currently. Now, this first post concerning when a day begins is an example. Furthermore, other posts may examine a topic of significant interest and which, as alluded earlier, would take the form of a Bible study and without necessarily highlighting a need to consider God's will in depth, as it may be obvious or there may be other reasons which the podcast will hopefully imply. The topics will typically begin with a summary of the subject matter, followed by a personal, though biblically objective, commentary on it. Now, it's hoped that by posting this study that it will reveal many scriptures in the Old Testament that are still applicable today, and if not followed, impact directly upon a believer's walk and eternal condition in the context of Matthew 6:33, Matthew 5:17, 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17, and Hebrews chapter 10 verses 26 to 27 as relevant examples. So, with all that being said, let's start with part 1. It's a very short observation of Genesis 1 verses 3 to 5. So I start by saying that it is the current will of God that the Creator God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who established the 24-hour day to start at sunset, expects believers to understand it and apply it where necessary. Genesis chapter 1 verses 3 to 5 reads, "And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. Verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day." God originally established 24-hour days to begin at evening, sunset, followed by daylight hours. The world's midnight start for a new day is not of God, but was sinfully changed to this by man. Well, as mentioned, a very short study for part one. Thank you very much for joining me at this first part of the podcast. Stay tuned for part two. God bless.